Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your rapping couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Monday, December the 19th, 2011, and this is episode 40.
Oh man, we're over the hill.
See, I always thought the over the hill was like 50. What is up with you today?
Oh God, I'm just all over the place right now.
I love it. So I thought...
Hold on. What? I think I want to go back and listen to this because I think this is really loud.
No, we're not going to... Well, it's probably a little loud now, but keep going. It's fine. Just turn it down a little bit.
All right.
We don't want to bust anybody's ears.
That's good
right there.
and I missed my cue to get the fade going. And you was like.
I was on cue.
You was on cue. You said,
like, I'm going to go anyway. Forget this.
You was like, I'm going to go anyway.
I did. But like I was saying,
today
I thought.
But they may not hear what today was.
Today is Monday, December 19th.
2011.
This is episode 40.
We're over the hill.
No, I thought 50 was over the hill.
Well, 40
people are living to be like 100 now.
Yeah, so 40 is the new 30.
So what's the new 30?
40 is the new 30.
So what's the new 30?
What?
I didn't mean for you to use that all the time.
Okay, I won't. So before we recorded, I was recording. There was this one thing that Renee kept saying.
What?
And I got a clip of it.
What?
And I just want to play it.
What?
Every now and then, you know, because she just likes to say.
What? But anyway, so this is episode 40. I can't believe it's episode 40 already.
I know. I mean, we've been doing this for 40 weeks. That is simply
That's
amazing.
Crazy. Actually, we missed a week, didn't we?
No.
One week. I thought we missed a week.
I thought we did not, and we just did it later in the day.
Oh, we might have did that.
Later in the week. We did like a Wednesday show or something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah, well, this is episode 40, as he said, and we are back.
Yeah, we're back.
And for a possibly long show, Dad.
Yeah, Mr. Crocker. You're going to have to sit through this one.
My dad doesn't like when shows are an hour long. He thinks they should be 45 minutes.
No, he said the first one was like an hour and 20 minutes or something. He was like, Maybe it was long.
But we had a lot to talk about. It was our first show.
Yeah.
So.
But it's all good. We're glad you're all listening. To everyone out there.
Oh, and it's funny, we're the rapping couple, and Dino on a different show, we actually were a rapping couple, but we were a different kind of rapping couple.
Yeah, we were like hip hop to the hippie to the hippie, you don't stop.
And this time we were like the tape, the wrapping paper, the scissors, the folding.
Oh, yeah.
So this weekend we did a lot of gift wrapping.
Yeah, we did a lot of gift wrapping.
Jade, all right, so I already wrapped most of the presents for him, right?
Right.
I still had a couple. I still had all of my mom's.
I tried to.
So I wrapped mine for him, and they are my regular style of wrapping. Horrible. I get frustrated, ended up, the paper rips, ended up slapping on some tape and paper, and it looks a mess. So, I was about to wrap my mom's present, and he always is so great at wrapping. Like, it's meticulous, and it looks awesome. So I was like, how do you do that? After 3 years, I'm finally asking him, how do you do that?
What?
So he goes and shows me.
Well,
and
you finally asked, right?
Right. I finally asked. So the first part, you know, I kind of knew. Well, he showed me two ways. The first one I didn't like. But the second way, it was like a light bulb went over my head. He like did this little thing where he pressed in the sides in the middle.
Right.
And then my, like, I saw the light. I was like, holy crap.
That's so much easier. When you get there.
So
you
now.
You just don't roll it up.
Yeah. I just kind of roll it up and smash it together. It looks a mess. So, my presents to my mom look amazing.
Yeah.
Presents to Jay, not so much.
Nah, they look amazing. They look amazing.
So Jay got his done too.
Yeah, I got mine done. And
anal as ever with your rapping.
Whatever.
It is a little anal.
But I'm anal with my presents.
So the most thing he was excited about, he brought my present to show me. He showed me the back of the present and said, look, you can't even tell it's a seam, can you? He had lined up the pattern exactly on the seam so that it matched.
Where you couldn't tell where I cut it. It was awesome. It was a work of art.
So he's a little anal in the wrapping department, but yeah, I think it's awesome. Yeah. It looks so good, though.
Yeah. Hey, question for you, babe.
What's the question?
Is the C1 looking at you?
The C1?
On your mic?
No. Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Cool. then I did a video for Alagia, because I was wrapping one of her presents that she had gotten for Renee off of her wish list. And, I asked her if she wanted to see it live or whatnot, but she was on the road. So she asked me to videotape it. So I did it ended up being like a 16-minute video of me wrapping the paper for her.
It took 16 minutes for you to wrap that present.
Well, I was talking to her and everyone else and just really, you know, I was going very slow about it. I mean, I wasn't trying to hurry up either. You know, I was trying to make content. So yeah, it was a 16-minute video. If you all want to see it, and if you don't want to wait until Christmas, which is when I'll release the video, I can get you a link.
Why don't you just post the link on the website and I won't click on it?
Do you think you won't click on it?
I know I won't click on it. I'm not like you.
Okay. You know what? If that's the case, then I would just flat out just let it release it.
Okay.
I would just flat out release it.
Flat out release it.
All right. But then. You
better hope nobody tells me what I get.
That's what I'm saying. Now you see why I don't put it on the website.
Okay, well then don't do it.
So why did you even tell me?
I had a change of heart.
Oh, okay. See, there we go.
And I also did some cookie. I only baked 2 batches of cookies. This weekend, I made 2 batches of chocolate chip cookies for us to take to work.
Right.
But I'm going to be making the rest of them this week.
And they were a hit at my job.
Everyone, hit at mine, too. I had 4 left, and I had to hide those for somebody who wasn't there today.
Yeah, I actually had to run some off away from my desk. Not someone, but I had to run the cookies off because they were sitting on my desk, and they were so tempting.
So the thing is, though, they weren't sitting on my desk. This guy Jeremy's desk, his right. In the back corner. Mm-hmm. So his desk is kind of open and is good to put treats on. So that's where everybody puts like all the collective stuff on Jeremy's desk.
I couldn't be Jeremy. I couldn't be. I'd be like, really? Really? You going to put this right here by me?
He has other stuff too. He has some homemade peppermint bark by his desk.
That's cool. And then we did some final gift shopping for the kids down for them.
Yeah, and it was done through Amazon. So easy. And it took you how long to get all their shopping done?
Well, it took roughly about after it took, I think it took me longer to get the list from them than it did to do the shopping.
Tell them what Benji said.
So Benji, my youngest, I called him and asked him what all they wanted for Christmas. And Benji said, he loves his video games. He's a diehard gamer. I mean, he beat Lego Star Wars when he was like 4. And I know a lot of people are like, well, that's not a big triumphant thing, but actually it is for him to be so young. But he said, I want Harry Potter, Lego Harry Potter for Wii, years 5 through 7. So I'm taking my notes. I said, Lego Harry Potter for Wii. And he said, year 5 through 7, Dad, the new one.
And I told him.
I said, I heard you.
I told him that his kids think he's old and out of touch because he doesn't even know which one to get.
Yeah.
But you aren't old and out of touch. I mean, you play video games more than them.
If I'm old, our podcast is older. But yeah, so we got those down there and they started coming in today. My oldest daughter, her stuff started coming in first. And then it was a box full of her stuff, and then another present that goes to all 3 of them. And I think my boys freaked out a little bit. They just thought that was all that was coming.
You know, kids, they don't think rationally at first. They just think, there are no presents for me. I'm not getting anything.
So I had to calm them down a little bit and say, oh, they're coming all week, so hold your boat. Just calm down. But yeah, so I mean, that was our week. I mean, we didn't do a lot of gaming.
We didn't do a lot. We were running around all day. Went to Target a few times, went back into Target, and then went back into Target a third time. I couldn't seem to get away from that place. It was just stuff I kept seeing and wanted to buy.
Right.
We actually went grocery shopping at Target.
Yeah.
Which is
kind of interesting.
First time we went there for groceries.
I know. And for a long time, this will be our first week that we'll have.
Technology.
Oh, last week in technology.
We have a few things in technology.
Yeah, so I'm having some Apple TV woes. Apparently, the last two updates that they had on Apple TV have been causing intermittent issues with wireless connectivity. And they are working on it, and it's really been a headache for me because even though I have a Roku and a PlayStation, sometimes I like the diversity of using all my devices, but right now Apple TV is not living up to its mantra. So, I'm looking forward to another update. When I'm playing my podcast, those turn off right in the middle because it loses connection and it's just really a headache for me. So, if you haven't updated your Apple TV, don't do it anytime soon. And also, if you have an ATI or an AMD video card, do not update that one to the latest update, which is .12, I believe.
Especially
if you're playing Star Wars Online. Star Wars The Old Republic, the new MMO. It will break your... it won't break your game, but it will cause some definite issues with your video card. And then... This past week, this is kind of techie a little bit.
I don't know. Is this really?
I don't know. Or would you put it down in food?
It's a gadget.
Okay.
I put it down in odd and ends. But since we're here, we're going to talk about it.
Take it down. Go ahead and put it down. And so last week was my middle son's birthday. And for his birthday, got him a Go phone. And this is the first time really... truly getting like a Go phone from AT&T, and I have him like on a little $25 plan that's like 250 minutes. He gets unlimited text and everything, and it's really funny because the first day he got it, I checked his account like 24 hours later. You want to know how many minutes he had used already?
How many?
60.
Who was he talking to?
He was probably calling all of his friends like, hey, I got a new phone. Da, 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 da.
Oh, my God. 60 minutes.
Yeah. So you know.
I hope he knows that won't last long.
Whoops, I turned you down.
Oh, I hope he knows that won't last long.
Yeah, my bad. I hit the volume button.
No, you're just trying to not make me be heard. That's fine.
No, it wasn't that at all. Well, I was trying to, man, she sounds far away. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, that was all in tech. I mean, it's something real cool for him. He's not, you know.
I wish old. I had a phone when I was 11.
I bet you did.
Instead of stealing my parents' phone. Well, the first contact I really had with a cell phone was my parents kept a phone in the car only for emergencies. It was kept under the front seat.
So did you use it only for emergencies?
I so used it, and it was not an emergency. And for some reason, I thought I was using it a little bit at a time, but got the bill, and it was huge.
Did you have to pay for it?
I did, because my parents did the right thing, made me pay for it.
How much was it?
I can't remember, but it was a lot you of minutes remember. Over.
Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Crocker, I know you guys know, so let us know how much it was.
It was like 20 years ago.
That's fine. Well, you trying to say they won't remember?
They might.
Your dad remembers it? Everything else you did.
That's true. He tends to bring it up all the time. Everything brings up everything. Every instant.
Media.
So we didn't do a lot of media that's because we were busy running around, and the media we did do was pretty much only one thing.
It was two.
We did a couple other things, but it was mostly one thing.
What?
We're going to talk about it later.
Oh, okay. So last week's movie by chance was The Fighter. And this is the one with Marky Mark, you know, Mark Wahlberg, and what's his name? Christian Bale.
He played Batman.
Mm-hmm. This was based off of a true story about a boxer, a fighter. And it was a good story. So what did you think?
I liked it a lot. Like, I had heard about this movie. I wanted to see this movie. It had got some Oscar nominations, and I was very pleasantly pleasantly surprised. I was happy with the result.
Right, right. I was really excited about it. It's about, you know, the dude's name is Mickey Ward. You know, he rediscovers his fighting. While with a little help from training and half brother Dickie, a once talented pugilist. They said pugilist.
Pugilist.
That's awesome. But it was a good movie. And Christian Bale did a great job. Mark Wahlberg did as well. Christian Bale, he nailed Dickie, which was Mickey's brother. He nailed it right on point.
Oh yeah.
Because after the, you know, when they're doing the credits, they actually show the people that their characters was based off of, and
he was acting just like that.
Just like him. So
yeah, I'm looking at pictures of Mickey Ward, and he's a very normal looking guy, not like a hot
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Marky Mark.
See, this is how he looks.
Hey, I would want Denzel to play me.
I'm just saying. Or
The Rock. Yeah, I would want The Rock to play me. Hey, if you're doing a story based off of me, get The Rock to play me.
I will get The Rock.
Even though he's older than I am.
Okay.
Renee, you probably like, as long as I get to be the actress that plays me.
Okay. Yes.
All
if
right.
Denzel plays you, I want to play me.
Denzel old. Denzel old. He like 152.
Is he really old though?
How old is Denzel?
He's like at least 50. Okay, I'll go with that.
All right. And then the other movie that we watched, before we do our new role, we also watched Law Abiding Citizen with with Jamie Foxx.
Who'd you say?
Nothing.
You're crazy.
You have to go back and listen to it.
Oh darn.
With Jamie Foxx. this movie was about a guy, a DA played by Jamie Foxx, that was what did he do?
He wanted to get back at his wife and child's killer. So
yes,
he did.
Yeah.
But he wanted to show that the law is a farce because the killer of his wife and child only got 5 years. So he wanted to show what a farce the law was. So it actually,
right.
I had heard about the movie when it came out and I wanted to see it. So it worked out too. And it was really good.
Yeah. It's, a frustrated man decides to take justice in his own hands after a plea bargain sets one of his family killers free. He targets not only the killers, but the legal system and the city that supports it. Yeah. So, starring Gerald Butler, Jamie Foxx, and Leslie Bibb. It was a great movie. It was a good thriller. It had
I like watching good movies.
It had a good twist to it and everything. It was really good. So, definitely check it out. It came off of Netflix streaming last week, but it may come back. It may not, because it was a Starz movie. And we know that Starz movies are going to be going away here.
That's
pretty
sad.
Soon.
I'm thinking about all the movies that are going to be gone off our list.
They're going to be like, well, we'll be right over at Amazon Prime. You know, so that's how it goes. So.
Yeah. And so we're going to do our new movie by chance for this week. Hopefully we'll watch it before Sunday night.
Yeah.
Jay was like, is this going to be the week where we fail movies by chance? I was like, not on my watch.
Stay tuned to the next show. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. So we have 189. go ahead and start adding. All
right.
And still go ahead and do nine.
Nine rolls.
Yeah, go ahead and do
nine
rolls. And you know what? Yeah, do nine rolls. What's that?
All right, 13. And 5, 6,
all right,
17, 5, 15.
How's that thing hitting?
It's hitting on the cards I have on the table. 15.
All right, 3 more rolls.
12.
Oh, fail.
12.
12. Last one.
14.
14. So that's 99. Man, we've been hanging around the 90s. You notice that?
It's probably because the way the dice is. But with the random, now, we have an equal chance to get anything.
Now, 99 is the Tudors. Season 1 through 4. So what do you want to do?
You already saw the first one of that, didn't you?
No.
Do you want to
watch
it?
Have you seen it?
I started watching it, and then you said you would like to see it too, so I stopped.
Oh, so that's not really a movies by chance type deal.
It's not. We need to push all the ones up to the front.
Push all of what to the front?
All the TV shows up to the front.
You think so?
Yeah. But, so, all right, we can roll again. We can just take off movie shows out of the movies by chance. We get to roll one more time.
All right, so I'm going to take the 12 off. Minus 12.
Minus 12.
Hold on. Here. Minus 12. All right, roll again.
13.
That's 100.
Is it a TV show?
Little Black Book. Oh, God,
yes,
really?
Yes, we get to...
Oh, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. Wait. Take it back.
No.
Hold on. Samurai 7.
What's Samurai 7?
That's a TV show, too.
Oh, crap. Take off 13. We're going to get this right, folks.
Yeah, so what we're going
to
do...
We're going to push all these up today.
Yeah, we'll push them all up. So go ahead.
20.
That's 107. The Color of Freedom.
All right. Is that a documentary?
Nope, but it has this drama is based on the memoirs of James Gregory, the white South African who guarded Nelson Mandela during his long imprisonment under apartheid. And it has Dennis Hulbert.
Dennis Hopper?
Mm-hmm. Haysbert. Sorry.
Oh, Haysbert. The president that was
from
24.
What was in 24?
President Palmer.
Yes, President Palmer is playing Nelson Mandela, right?
Awesome. That sounds like a good one. Hope I get that one.
Oh, wait a minute. So,
I hope we get it.
We'll one see. Through 189.
Actually, put my.
Yep. His number set is 70.
70.
Which is 70? RoboCop 2.
Nice. We haven't seen that yet?
No.
Awesome.
All right, roll, and then let's get an odd or even.
11.
Oh, it is Nelson Mandela.
All right. RoboCop 2, you escape us right now. We'll come back to get you. So what is it called again?
107, The Color of Freedom.
Okay. So we'll be seeing that. I'm excited to see that. I'm not going to wait till Sunday this time.
So, okay, make sure you put the title down. That's what I'm going to do right now.
I did.
I am going to go through and push all the TV shows up to the top.
That's a good idea.
So we also, already said we talked about Watch That, and
we played a ton of Soul Tour.
Yeah, we got into the early access, and that was, you know, a lot of fun. And we got in on Tuesday. We were kind of shocked that we got in, early on Tuesday because it was like the end of, what was it? The end of July when we
got
in. Yeah,
I wasn't expecting to get in on the day that everybody else got in on the first.
Right.
We booted it up, no problems.
Right.
There was no queue.
No queue.
We made
at
our
all.
Characters.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what do you think? We're not going to spend too long talking about it.
I'm enjoying it. I mean, it's good fun, and I'm excited about it, and it's been pretty. You know, I'm excited. I'm impressed with what. Those guys at BioWare have done.
And I think it's different enough from WoW to keep me saying this is just another WoW.
Right.
You know, it's, there's a combat, there's a space combat section that doesn't get old. It's super fun to play. You're on a freaking fighter fighting down Republic aircraft.
Right.
Or spacecraft, I guess it would be. It's really fun, and the crafting is way different, and it's very addicting, and you'll be broke if you get
right,
too
used totally, to it. Totally.
But yeah, and I'm actually like with WoW, I didn't know the story as I was going along. Really, I kind of knew,
mm-hmm.
but in this one, I really know, and I don't mind that I know.
Right,
the
right.
The combat can feel a little slow and clunky because they don't have auto attack to fill in the in between abilities.
Right.
But I like it.
Yep. So pretty much, check it out. I mean, if you know, looking for a game to play, definitely check it out. We're on the Keller's Void server.
Yep. Launch official launches tomorrow.
Right. So pick it up and check us out there.
And I wanted to put this in because Amazon had, for a special, they had the Mary Poppins Broadway musical, the Australian cast, the soundtrack on special for $3.99.
Uh-huh.
I was going to get it, but then the Australian cast, it sounded so different. The Broadway song sounded a little different from the movie, so I didn't get it. But I was looking at...
So why you gotta be dissing on the Australian film?
I don't know. I actually listened to the London one too, and it was the same way. It was just too different because I'm used to the movie soundtrack.
So American.
So I listened to the movie soundtrack, and it brought back so many good memories. I love the Mary Poppins movie. It's one that me and my sister would watch over and over. I think my dad had taped it from TV on one of those Disney shows from Sunday nights that used to come on.
Mm-hmm.
He had taped it and put it on tape, and we would just watch the tape over and over. So I think that I put so much music on my wish list for Disney songs. All these soundtracks. I put like Lion King, and I put Aladdin and Little Mermaid.
That's awesome.
So I'll probably add the, you know what? I'm going to add the movies on there too, because those are timeless. At least the ones from that time period. Like, I won't be adding Pocahontas or Mulan. Those are fun, but the earlier ones are the ones that I really like. So,
well, that's cool.
Mary Poppins, that's my favorite, though.
All right. I'm pleased to say that I got all of our TV shows pushed to the top.
No, thank you.
You should be.
You probably didn't hear
me.
A word I said during that.
I did. You were talking about Mary Poppins and how you and Deidre knew all the songs and how your dad recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard everything you said. I wasn't sitting around going,
what?
So, yeah. We have 37. We have 39 TV shows, by the way. Some of those can probably be called out. So, we can look at it later. But with that, we're going to be going to...
The fridge is not prepared!
Oh, yeah.
The music we had tonight is O Tannenbaum by the Vince Guaraldi Trio. This is from A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes, this is one of my favorite Christmas shows.
And my dad would love this because he sings O Tannenbaum in German all the time. I think it's one of the songs he learned when he took German in school.
Oh, really?
So he sings it all the time.
That's awesome. That sounds pretty cool, Mr. Crocker. You have to sing it for me sometime. But this last week in food, Renee, you did try a new recipe, and I thought it was really good. Yep. What did you think of it? It was Chinese sticky chicken?
Yes, it was Chinese sticky chicken. Okay, one chicken short thighs have a lot of fat on them.
Right.
But Jay taught me an awesome trick. What's the trick, Jay?
So basically, when I used to buy like the leg thigh quarters you used to get for like, you get 10 pounds for $10, I would buy those and then I would soak them in a big bowl of water with salt. And I actually learned this from either Paula Deen or one of the other cooking networks. And and I think my grandma does this too, but you let it soak in water. And it breaks that fat off of it. And then when you pull out the chicken, and while you're washing it underwater, you pull the fat off and the skin and everything. And everything just comes off really, 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 really,
easily.
Easily. And then you get that, seasoned taste in the chicken as well.
And that's awesome. You taught me two things this week.
Yeah, I taught you how to wrap gifts, and I taught you an easy way to eat fatty food, fat-filled, cheap thighs because I'm poor.
So, it was really easy. They just had a few ingredients. One, it wasn't sticky. I don't know why it's called sticky. But
yeah.
It had a nice garlic onion flavor.
Yes, it did.
And we ate that over rice with some soy sauce. You had orange sauce with it.
Well, I had orange sauce for the egg rolls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's for the egg rolls.
Yeah, I did not home make the egg rolls. The egg rolls were bought.
Right, but I didn't have soy sauce with the chicken. I thought it was good.
Oh, you did it by itself?
Yeah, yeah, awesome. I did. I mean, I thought it was great, like it was.
Yeah, and I'll put this up in the notes, Chinese sticky chicken, and I'll, it said use croutons and smash them up.
Mm-hmm.
But an easier way is just to do breadcrumbs and add garlic powder, onion powder, and there you go. Because crushing up croutons is, and I didn't want to use my loud food processor because it was too late. So I just, I'm going to be changing the recipe to suit me, which is what I love about cooking. You can mix and match.
Right.
And then, I was going to make baked apples, the other night. Saturday, and I was so ready. I went to the store. I got all the stuff. I got some raisins for baked apples and all this stuff. And then I got home and I was getting the ingredients out. And what did I forget?
Apples.
I was like, I can't believe I forgot the freaking apples. And I wasn't going back out. So I said, we'll have it tomorrow. But then Sunday was crazy. So
Sunday,
I didn't do it.
We went out to go, you know, do some quick shopping and everything, pick up some things we needed, and also pick up the apples that you needed. And on the way out, I was like, you know what? I'm going to make the chicken tortilla soup again.
And I was like, yum.
I was like, yeah, so we can have it tomorrow after this show. And then, like, on Tuesday, we might can have some for, you know, take with the lunch and stuff. So we're in Target, and this is our first time shopping, you know, grocery shopping in Target. We're all excited, like, oh, man, they have all these ingredients. They have the apples there, da-da-da. I need all this stuff for the chicken tortilla soup, and I get home, and I'm putting everything on the counter so I can go ahead and start the chicken tortilla soup. And you know what I forget? The chicken. And I was like, really?
So he blamed it on me.
I said, Renee is rubbing off on me. So I totally forgot the chicken. But we went back out after you finished wrapping your presents,
mm-hmm.
For your mom, dropped the presents off and visit them real quick, and we swung by Walmart and I got some chicken. So
it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out. So I made, you know, chicken tortilla soup, and we'll have some here after the show. Looking forward to that. And yeah. That was quick food. We didn't eat out much this week either. Did we?
We went to Steak and Shake for breakfast.
Yeah.
But it was really cheap.
Okay. All right. Well, that was like a 5-minute food section.
Oh, we need more food in our life.
All right. Now we're on to odds and ends.
Yep. We're going to talk about some odds and ends.
Yep. So, we had my Christmas party, with my team at work, and we had it at my boss's, house. And it was great fun. And, one of the gifts we got were gift cards. And while we were at Target, I decided to use that gift card to purchase a pure water filter for our, faucet. It's, you know, real easy to install, and it was real easy to install, and we actually used it, and I have to say,
oh my gosh,
how does the water taste, Renee?
Okay, so Jay, well, first you gotta let it run. Well, it was so funny when Jay first turned it on. There was all this black stuff in the water. I was like,
yes, ugh. Was like, ooh, what is that?
And then Jay looked at the directions and said, let it run 10 minutes. So, after we let it run 10 minutes, Jay poured me a glass of water, and I tasted it, and it was the weirdest thing. Okay, so water doesn't taste like anything, but water still has a taste.
Uh-huh.
This water tasted like nothing. And I kept trying to get a taste, but I couldn't even get a taste. It tasted like nothing. And it's really good. So the pure water filter, so we actually had 2 big water bottles that we got from Lock and Lock.
Yep.
So we filled those up with pure water, so we can use that instead of bottled water.
Yep. So we're gonna see how it is, you know, try to save some money and whatnot. And, you know, they said it lasts 3 months or 100 gallons. So we'll see how it goes. We'll be reporting back on that in like February when we go get the new one. And speaking of Lock and Lock, last week I was had no love for Lock and Lock last week.
You had no love
because of their customer service and everything. And I even talked about Nicole, who I spoke with, and she actually I called back on Tuesday, I believe. It was a Tuesday. And I finally, you know, I was on hold for like 30 minutes, and the lady came back and was like, thanks for calling Lock and Lock. how may I direct your call? I was like, I actually been on hold for 30 minutes. And she's like, oh, how can I help you? I was like, hi, this is Jerry Valentine. She's like, oh, hi, Mr. Valentine. This is Nicole. I was going to call you this afternoon. And,
I bet that was surprising.
It was surprising. I mean, she said she was the only Nicole in the office. So she went on to tell me that, she was able to get my order out, and I had gotten, I did get an email saying that my order was coming, but it was my second order I was worried about. And they had lost their order and everything. And she also told me that they were going to refund my shipping cost on both my orders. And then I may actually get a free, another order free because one of them could have just went out and they didn't know about it.
That's awesome.
So, on Saturday, well, I got one order on Friday. Then I got my second order on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then today,
you get your third order.
My third order game.
And we got some good stuff in there. I'm really excited.
We got some good stuff.
Big, huge containers, which is awesome.
Yep. And, you know, for storing like stuff like my soup,
yep,
we got a big salad bowl thing that has handles on it.
Yeah, and I can put the cookies in the other big thing when I take them over to my parents' house.
Yeah, and we used the big round lock and lock for the cookies we took to the office today, which was great. And so, I mean, they did good as far as, granted, I did have to call. I didn't get bad with her. I'm going to say that.
I got a little cringe. Like, I cringed.
Yeah, you just cringed because it was just confrontation.
Oh, my God.
And it was just more of a, hey, you know, I'm a customer. I'm paying customer. I'm not looking for a whole lot. But I got refunded my shipping costs, and they actually refunded one of my shipping orders.
But I have to say, they did take a long time getting your stuff to you.
They did take a long time. So
I'm not saying you weren't supposed to do it. It was totally justified.
Yeah, so it's been 3 weeks, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Almost 4 weeks. So yeah, I was a little agitated and everything. So we're looking at, actually, let's see. So it's 4 days. Today's 19th, 23 days. You know, to get it here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, will I order from them again? Yes, I'll order from them again because they did change shipping systems in between. I do remember that. So something could have happened there. I'm a part of IT. You're a part of IT and stuff happens. So, you know, that's one strike. You know, they try to make it right, at least for me, that I'm satisfied with. And then we'll try it again. You know what I'm saying? So thank you, Nicole at Lock and Lock. So
excuse me.
Bless you, babe.
Thanks.
We need those sneeze buttons or something.
Yeah, I don't have one. I can't.
I don't have one either. It's good that I don't, because you know what happened. I've been going like, you know, but, and you were working on something before we started recording.
I started working on my Christmas cards. I know, so late. I know, it's Monday. They're going to go out tomorrow. It's really bad.
Yep.
But we've gotten all these lovely and awesome picture cards from friends. And I decided next year is the year that we are going to have pictures of us. And
easily distracted, miss.
I am.
That's why we don't need the dogs back here, because you're distracted.
I am a little distracted. So, shut up. So I'm going to do, pictures of us, me and Jay. And then I said, Jay, we're going to get it done right after Sammy gets his haircut. And Jay was like, oh, what? And then, Jay was like, Sammy has to be in there.
I know. Does he have to be in there?
Yes, they have to be in there. They're our family.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we have to get someone to take a picture of us, a good picture that's not in front of a Wicker fan. So next year, and I love that I'm expanding my Christmas card list to my internet friends.
Right. We actually got a few from our internet friends ourselves.
Yeah.
So it was good. Thank you, Shoujo. And Strumpet. And who else did we get some
from? From the internet friends. We didn't get anything else from internet friends.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to be sending some out from my internet friends. So it'll probably be expanding as years to come.
Yeah.
Eventually I have to buy 2 book stamps. So I'm excited.
Yep.
So that's the Christmas card situation. And you have a podcast
of the week? Podcast of the week.
What?
Yeah. So last week, Jeff, our friend, good friend Bronco, Jeff Zier from Canada. Where's he from in Canada, babe?
Shut up. Toronto. Vancouver.
Ontario.
Ontario.
Quebec.
No. Do you know?
I can't remember. I have to get up and look at the map.
You don't even know.
It is pinned on our map. So I know he's going to be yelling at me.
Yeah, it's really bad. I mean, look, I didn't take geography and I have a horrible memory, so that's my excuse.
I just know all the provinces of Canada and I just name them all. But he was talking about the WTF podcast with Mark Maroon. And he talked about episode 235 with Donald Glover from Community. I actually listened to that episode. I listened to the Adam Scott episode. And I also listened to the Chris Rock episode. And they were really good. I'm actually going to subscribe to this podcast and start listening to it. I didn't realize how great it was. So, I don't know who Mark Maroon is. I know he's a comedian, but he does a really good podcast. It's almost to the point of, homegirl that does, girl meets guy podcast or girl talks to guy podcast or something like that with, I can't remember. I'll talk about it. We talked about it on the show with, when we had Ashley on. I can't remember her name. Ashley Tyler.
Oh. Okay.
It's her podcast. Aisha Tyler.
That.
Yeah, it's her podcast. Girl on Guy. I think that's it. Girl on Guy. Because, you know, she's hosting and she has like all these dudes on the podcast and stuff like that. And she's just shooting the crap with them and stuff. So that's supposed to be kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, babe.
It's awesome.
What?
I have to say, can you all can't please
contact us, damn it.
Please do.
What?
Oh yeah, so you can contact us by email. You know what, be my guest, babe. You can tell them how to contact us.
You can contact us by email. The email address is @valentineblog@gmail.com. you can also see our blog @valentine.com, and the podcast Twitter feed is @valentineblog. All those addresses are @valentineblog.
Should you have a desire to tweet myself, you can do that @thecowboy. That is thecaoboi. And if you have a desire to tweet Renee, her Twitter feed is TheIceFlow. TheIceFlow. So today we're going to be going out on a pretty cool song. We're going out on a song that I got free from Amazon during their 25 Days of Christmas. This is one of the best ones they put out this week, which came out today. And reading the comments from all the other free songs, they're not too happy with Amazon selections. But this is Fitz and the Tantrums. Santa Stole My Lady. So we hope that you all have a great holiday.
Have a great holiday, everyone.
And enjoy your families. Enjoy the food. Enjoy media and tech. And we hope that your stockings are full. And have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
From the Valentines to all of you. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Are we recording next week?
Yes.
All right. You heard it. We're going to be doing some mad shopping, though. The Monday after is like the Monday. It's like almost like Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So this be like Green Monday or something?
Something like that.
All right. Well, you all have a great week. Bye.
Bye.